So the last transformation of the sword in this text is quite intriguing. It's like a surgical probe, cleaning away the covering of the sheath of ignorance. This is a very difficult case, eh? This is a case requiring invasive surgery. Oh dear. This is especially difficult, I reckon, because here we may have actually to give the sword up, to entrust it to the hand of one's spiritual friend. Oh dear. The spiritual friend, a surgeon, in whose hands the magic sword of Manjugosha becomes a scalpel and then a probe. Well, actually, it's not really a scalpel. It's not so much like you hand him the scalpel and say, please operate on me. Because, in a way, you've used the scalpel on yourself. You've opened up. You feel open through your spiritual practice. You feel open. And you enter into this kind of relationship with your spiritual friend. And he then is able to probe, maybe deeply, but very gently, very skillfully. It's interesting that in this case, the enemy to be destroyed is the sheath of ignorance. It's more in the nature of a nyaya rather than a klesha. I've tried to avoid Sanskrit Indian words in this talk, but I'm just going to introduce these two because they are the two obscurations that we're dealing with in our spiritual life. So it's good to know this couple of terms, the nyaya and the klesha. They are the two avaranas, or the two veils, the two obscurations. And the kleshas, so far I've been talking about the kleshas, which are more like emotional afflictions. They're what impedes us in our emotional relationship to the world. But these we're dealing with now, the nyayas, are cognitive afflictions. They're to do with knowledge. They're to do with how we understand how we are or how the world is. And I'm using nyaya as a cognitive affliction. I use this word affliction in preference to defilements or obscurations because it conveys that the wrong view, the cognitive obscuration, actually causes us suffering. So that's what we're concerned with here. It is like a surgical probe cleaning away the covering of the sheath of ignorance. The sheath of ignorance is a false view of ourselves, which causes us suffering. Yet, it is very important to us. It's an illusory self that we think protects us. It is a sheath of false refuge, very close to the bone, to the delicate tissues of our egoity. So it needs not slashing, but careful probing, careful cleaning away, at least at the early stages. But I don't want to imply that it's always the case that we need our spiritual friends in this instance. It could be that we open ourselves up through the penetrating absorption of meditation. In that way, we can come up against such a sheath that we hadn't realized was there. We can come up very strongly against a view of ourselves. It's almost like there's this, in meditation, you suddenly have this mirror reflection of you as you are, you as you see yourself. And it's something that is not very pleasant. And you realize it. And that's very, very good. Because then you can see, ah, that is how I see myself. That is how I project myself onto the world. I can do something about this. I can remove this offensive sheath of ignorance. I remember a friend of mine at Vajraloka, that is our meditation centre in Wales, telling me that one day he had this experience in meditation. It's not so subtle as a probe, this, but as a kind of demon that appeared to him in his meditation. And he actually took a sword in his meditation practice. It wasn't, seemed to me, the way he talked, it wasn't just a fantasy. It was a real sort of tangible experience. He took this sword and he slashed away at this demon. It was a spontaneous urge to remove this obscuration. And I got the impression as he spoke to me that it was a very positive experience. It was an experience of destroying in order to create.